Hey, this is Gina.
Hello, this is Ashley.
Hey, it's Siobhan.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And you're listening to Speak It Sis.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Speak It Sis. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
I hope everybody enjoyed their holidays, and we are so glad to be back. And ladies, how are y'all doing?
Doing pretty good so far.
Day six. You 6 days in.
Day six. 6 days in, and I'm doing pretty good.
I'm fluffy.
You
again.
I was gonna say that.
I'm fluffy again. I need to lose 35 more pounds.
No, she don't.
Yeah,
she
the hell
like,
I do.
She gonna look like a crackhead. Don't do that.
No, crackhead's 170.
Oh my god.
I calculated.
Calculated.
I did. I looked it up. I looked up how I would look like before, even though my granny said I look like Pocahontas. I said, I don't want to look like Pocahontas. I want to be a little meat on my bones. Yeah, she always said that. You just look like Pocahontas when you were small. And I just was shook.
You know what?
I did. I told her. Anywho, what's going on?
Work.
I'm coming up off a mental health break from some side jobs. I need to take a break.
Ooh,
it's been great, but be back on it this coming week. So
the side jobs.
I had to take a break. It was too much.
It definitely happens.
I've been doing all right.
Good. That kind of segues into my thought in. I don't know why. I first of all, I hope I better not be getting sick, because I can hear in my voice like,
"We rebuke the sickness, okay?"
I'm not getting sick of this.
No, you're not. You well.
But that
it is well in your soul. All of it.
Don't even put it in your mental.
You well.
You are well.
But no, but that segues into Siobhan, when you had mentioned taking a break. Has all of us actually took some time to be with ourselves?
Hell no.
Why not?
She about to cut
off. Why not?
Dick is going to your mind.
Why haven't you taken a break to be with yourself? And don't say because it's responsibility.
No, I'm about to say that.
Okay.
Because I don't even want that.
I'm not going to say hell no, because okay. I've been doing good about it. Mm-hmm. It's like a little regimen for myself, you know. I get like before I go to work or even after I get off of work, I always take at least another 15 minutes before I get back to the house. Mm-hmm. Give me some time to me, to get me mentally back to being myself. Because taking all that energy, being in front of a whole lot of people, you end up taking on that energy too. Mm-hmm. So it's just be like, okay, let me come back. Let me remember why God put me there. Mm-hmm. And you know, you pray. In my case, I pray and I smoke just a little bit.
Oh Lord,
that's your mental break.
And then I be like, oh yeah, God, that's what you put me there for. Okay, all right, but we done with that mission. Now I can go home. Mm-hmm. And I just take my time to get there, get some fresh air, listen to something motivational, listen to a little scripture, the audio, and I've been good after that.
I finally had a day, and I've had another one since then, but a day where I just sat in the house and did nothing.
Don't you feel good?
I didn't get dressed until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I sat around, I ate breakfast, I made myself breakfast, which I hardly ever do. Y'all know I love to cook, and I hardly ever cook because I just don't have the time, and I did nothing. There was no cleaning. I think the only thing I did was like clean my bathroom and do laundry the whole day. And I spent the day watching TV, eating snacks, just relaxing and being with myself, and was able to get that recharge. And then going back to work the next day was like, I felt so much lighter, so much better. And so I did it one more time. And sometimes what I do is I'll just take a day off work. It's bad. I shouldn't do that. But sometimes
I wouldn't say
that.
Well,
that ain't bad. What's
that's
wrong?
Not
I shouldn't do that. I'm saying it's bad for like my paycheck.
But
no, but sometimes I need it. Like those days, because for me, going a little deeper here.
Deeper.
But for me, sometimes I feel like I am being pulled. Mm-hmm. Or things have been expected of me that's just too much for me to deal with. So what I'll do is take a day off and don't tell nobody that I'm off work, so nobody will come ask me for nothing.
You need to
or ask me to do something because they think I'm at work, and then I'll go do what I need to do. Most of the time I just sit in the house. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'll go out and go do something just to not be at work. Mm. And I have to do that. That's for me, that mental getting back to, okay, this is Siobhan. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing, because you get lost in this person need this from me. This person need that from me. I got to go do this for so-and-so. They expect this out of me.
Yeah. I got this little thing.
You have to stop. That's my goal for this year. I'm not going to say resolution, but a goal is to stop penciling me into my own life.
That's a t-shirt.
Damn. Now see, I'm going into biblical mode now, because you know I have to. It's required. See, I was talking to Siobhan yesterday, and I had said, and I brought this up to Momo this morning too, this year, use the Bible to kill off your enemies.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Because if you start thinking with, like, in your own mind, instead of thinking for what God said for you to do, you're going to fail. You're going to lose yourself. So I'm going to say the typical, but the scripture we know where it says, you prepare a meal for my enemies, you honor my gifts, my cup is full and overflowing. Think of it like recharging yourself, or think of it like a battery. You cannot be there for other people. And I mean family, friends, children, your job. You cannot be there if you are not full yourself. Stop sacrificing yourself for others when you don't have any to give. Bishop, she done got an answer brain. I can't with y'all.
I don't think I got on one brace, but you
have to stop it, because then you come up with this mentality of if you don't do it, it won't get done. Let it just don't get done.
I had to learn that.
Look, it's okay, because then failure is not supposed to be an issue. Failures are life lessons. So just let them happen, and then you can elevate and move forward. Everything is not going to be perfect all the time, because we're supposed to fail so we can grow. That's just bottom line. And so if you keep allowing people to pull from you and pull from you and pull from you, you're not going to have enough for you to elevate and grow, because they're depending on you. You are the one who's holding them back from growing.
Ooh, Cheyenne, you
what?
I'm gonna tell you what.
What? Because Bishop, like, oh Lord.
No, because so the first question you asked is why we don't take time out first. For me, because where I've been at the past maybe year, I used to my me time was rather like in my room when I had my own house.
I'm sorry, Brandy popped in my head.
You're so silly. In my room, and I would play music, read my Bible. That used to be my me time, or I used to just take a drive. And the whole year I've been out of balance. Stuff been piling up. If it wasn't one thing, it was another. It's like daughter moving into my mom's place, daughter getting pregnant, she ain't got no damn job.
Oh.
Baby dad living a double life.
Oh, like, Jesus.
Dealing with that shit, and then in my circumstances where I was. So I didn't have the outlet. So it kept building and building and building up. And it's so funny you talking about growth and all this. And I'm gonna be very transparent. I had a therapy session.
Uh oh.
gonna try not to cry.
Where the damn tissue?
I had a therapy session.
I ain't got them.
And I love my therapist because she's not only, she doesn't look at the natural, she's also spiritual.
That's the best one.
So as soon as I came on, her, you know, her first thing is, how you been? And before I could answer, she said, hold up. Something going on with you spiritually. It's some heaviness going on. I was like,
my God.
And she's like, what's going on? And I had to tell her, like, I had been praying on finances. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. It's like everyone that's in my circle has some type of finance issue that they've never had before. And I was like, what is going on? I was sitting in my car praying. Like, God, like, show me what it is. Like, if it start with me, like, show me if I'm missing something, show me what it is. And that was my prayer before I saw her in my session. And I was just letting her know, like, it's some heavy shit.
Yeah.
Going on both. For me, it was both naturally and spiritually going on. And I didn't talk to anybody about it. So when she said it, it threw me left, because I'm like, because nobody, I ain't talking about y'all, nobody checks on Gina.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's never said, hey, you okay? Not talking about y'all, talking about, I'm not there. So, and it threw me, because I was like, nobody ever didn't never pause and say, what's going on? So when she asked me about the spiritual thing, it's like my whole body just went bloop. I was like, what? But she said to me, when the church you gave says, grow mm-hmm. in grace. She said that same thing to me in my session. Wow. Mm-hmm. And she said, this is my season to grow. And she said, once you grow, you get your promotion. And it was just like, what the fuck? But it starts with me. So I have to take care of me. And then Cheyenne talking about some cup running over.
Oh, yeah.
My cup empty. Okay?
Oh, you need to fill it.
It's empty because I done gave and gave and gave. And I can't give no more. That's not there.
Then don't.
And I'm not. So, sorry.
And then
we
need to check on the strong.
Oh my gosh.
We think you strong as hell.
Look.
We think you
check on your strong friends.
Hell in these streets we do.
Look,
but you have to check on them because they're not superwoman, they're not Superman.
No.
They're human.
Yep.
Thank you. Cause it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot. And especially when someone sees it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the strong part. They always feel this need. They just feel like, well, I can handle it. I'll be all right. I can handle it. They tell themselves that all. I'm one of them. I tell myself that all day long. Mm-hmm. I can handle it. I'm going to be okay.
I can't tell y'all how many times I told Cheyenne stuff after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And she was ready to whoop my ass.
No!
Because I tell her what I go through after I've dealt with it.
Yeah.
Or if I get to a point where I'm done, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But why did you let it get that far? Because I thought I could handle it.
Ooh, and I have a problem for me.
Uh-oh.
Jesus. Okay, testimony time real quick.
Good. I got a testimony.
That was my girl. So y'all know I'm in school currently, right?
Mm-hmm. And oh, Lord, let me back. Go ahead.
I'm good. You ain't need to shout. Buddy. You done got ready to shout.
What a key. Everybody shake the keys.
I ain't got no damn nothing.
Y'all got no good.
Oh, I got my keys.
Gucci.
Okay,
y'all. Oh, my God.
Go ahead and tell your testimony. So, we just getting ready.
It's a small thing. It ain't nothing big. So,
the little things matter.
So, okay. So, basically, I told you I'm in school. And the second semester, I was told literally less than a week before that I need to get these books. So, I'm like, okay, maybe it's virtual books. Not going to be that much, whatever the case.
Mm-hmm.
I looked them up. And it may not be a lot to some, but it is to me because I'm frugal friend in these streets. $500.
Mm.
Books don't be no joke.
For 3 classes. Mm. And I'm like, oh, holy Jesus, what am I going to do? So I'm literally panicking. I'm crying. I done told Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
I done told Big Head. Big Head said, if you know, if you can get half, I got you. You know, whatever the case is, you know, and I didn't ask him, and that's the problem for me.
Mm.
I hate asking for help.
Yep.
I hate it because it places you in a vulnerable state.
Yes, it does.
And then also too, I feel like, oh my God, now I gotta pay them back. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just focusing on like that's debt for me. More debt. Oh my God. So I call the financial aid team. I know this is, like I said, it's so small because people are like, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. But hey, so I call the financial team at the school and they're like, okay, what's your number? Gave me the number. Okay, give me a screenshot of what you need. I'll get back to you. And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, that didn't, what is happening? That I don't understand. So I'm like, okay, so I'm still panicking because I'm like, okay, what if they say no? What is gonna happen? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh my God, I want to graduate because, you know, this is my last semester for this time. So I'm like, I want to graduate. Mm-hmm. I want to be done. Oh my God. So then finally, and I called my mom on my break, and I was just telling, just giving her steps of what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And she always says this, just pray about it. And I'm like, I understand prayer is powerful. Sometimes you just want to be comforted.
So, yeah.
So I was like, oh God. So I finally, you know, and all of a sudden I just happened to look at my phone when I'm talking to her. They said, okay, congratulations. Your books are paid and, you know, just use this code and you're good. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Did you say I ain't got to pay for my books?
What I say, Cheyenne? It's done.
Yeah. It's done. And Bishop said it. Are y'all so silly?
It's
Bishop
done.
Did say that. You it's said done. That earlier this week. Mm-hmm. It's done. It's done.
And that's funny that those two words.
It's done.
It's done.
I've heard them 3 times in the last 7 days.
I have too.
It's
I think
done.
Either you, one of y'all sent me something on Instagram.
It was probably me.
About it is done.
It's done.
Oh, that guy.
That Ryan, guy.
Ryan yeah. Honey. Yeah, that was the third time I heard it. And so I shared it.
And I just listened. I was like, you know what? He right.
It's done. It's
everything done. I need is already done, taken care of. There's no need for me to worry. Every bill that I was sitting there like, okay, how am I gonna make sure this get paid for on time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm already behind in this, and they waiting on this, and now it's double, and now.
But you know what I do? I write down what I owe, and I'll put a prayer on the side of it and be like, paid in full in Jesus' name.
Oh yeah.
I leave it. You keep going by my life. That's what you just have to. Because if you keep worrying.
Yeah.
First of all, you age yourself. Don't do that.
Ooh,
and man. Then you get sick. And
girl,
stop worrying.
Yeah,
if you can pay it when you can pay it.
Yeah. That is the worry is a spirit from the devil.
Trust. Stop doing it. Shit.
Look.
It's hard.
It is hard. It is.
I swear, I told you, I feel like God, every time you worry, God is trying to write your story. He look at you like,
mm-hmm.
Are you done now?
Would you stop so I can finish this up for you? Because I'm sick and tired of you. Stop.
Yep.
So, yeah, that, like I said, even though that was small for me, I was just like humbled at the whole thing. And then also, too, grateful enough to have my circle that is praying for me, but then also willing to actually step in the trenches with me and be like, oh, okay, I got you what you need. Even though I hate asking.
It, like
it really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I have that. And that's another thing that in this year, we have to stop trying to do things by ourselves.
I'm trying. You got a team.
You know, it is hard, you know, to do things by ourselves, even though we claim that we want to be independent. I don't think that God wanted us to be independent.
God didn't put all these people on this damn planet for you to be by yourself. He didn't leave Adam by himself.
No, no. He said it. He said it in the scripture. No, I can't have you do this by yourself.
And then he's like, all right, I have a whole bunch of them.
There you go.
Snitch that rib
out. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so, and then like with relationship-wise, like when it comes to men and women, mm-hmm. I know women, like I said, we have been programmed to do things by ourselves. We need to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop that. We need men. I don't care what y'all say. We need men.
Hallelujah.
And they need us. Yes, they do. But we need to put in our minds that we do, because they give us an understanding of like the opposite of us, but mm-hmm. similar in a sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like I told you about how big head, you know, we goofy and shit, but I see myself in the logical perspective with him.
He gave you the logical aspect of everything. We're the emotional part.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The men give us the logical part. They're more of the thinkers. They will literally sit there and think. They'll think they self out of some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They overthink.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's horrible because, like, if you don't have that logical side and you got something, like, emotional, it doesn't balance. And I feel like you're not elevated or you don't grow at all for
you
that.
Can't.
So you need that opposite. Yeah, for sure. So, like, I tell him certain things. I'm like, oh, my God. And then he's like, okay, do it like this. And I'm like, that's so simple.
I think this year it works.
Yeah, this is our year of growth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I keep seeing it's done. I keep seeing growth. That's what I see for this year.
Absolutely.
That's the word, y'all.
That's the word.
Absolutely.
The word of the
and
year.
I told y'all, and I put this onto my Instagram. I got to read it, Lord Jesus, because you know I'm elderly. I forget stuff.
And I'm elderly.
We all elderly. Yeah. I don't know. I had said,
I pray in 2024, I would make connections with people who know more than me and can assist me with my growth and journey or success. Mm-hmm. And I can't be connected to stagnant. I need more.
Right.
If you are still just sitting on your ass and not even wanting to do anything or not taking the effort to sacrifice certain things mm-hmm. to be better, and I'm not even talking about financial, I'm talking about people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're still connected to dummies, you know, in a sense, are you still connected to those who are hindering you from bringing you down, like the chains? You got to break them.
Mm-hmm. I'll let them bash you.
That could be that friend or that family member that's being negative about when you decide, hey, I want to try this business venture or I want to do this different. Well, why? You don't know how to do that. You don't need that person. Let them go.
Yeah.
Even if it's family.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Family, friend, whatever. Anyone who's in your area, your bubble, anywhere near you that's negative.
That's going to talk you out of growth.
Mm-hmm. Not saying you need yes people.
You know.
You still need some that will say, look.
But you need logical to
somebody just telling you that you can't do it or that it's too hard or that it's doing too much. No, I'm not doing enough apparently, because if I didn't, I wouldn't feel this way.
Ooh, my mom and I had a conversation. We always be having them. I call them debates or more heartfelt conversations.
She said heartfelt
conversations because they really be deep. So we got into it in a sense, and the conversation got me thinking. I put my mom on the pedestal like she's God.
Mm.
And my mom was like, why would you do it? And I'm like, well, hold on. Let me explain.
Okay.
She did. Because she said, why would you ever do that? So the reason why I did is because she raised me.
Mm-hmm.
And she did all that she could do. And I'm watching her. Because first of all, I'm the only kid. So I'm watching her and how she maneuvers, and certain things that she do, I do as well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, okay, if I make certain decisions, it's like, okay, is my mom going to approve? Is she going to like this? Is she going to, you know, respect this? Am I able to kind of like, you know, show her and make her feel proud of me, you know, in a sense? And like when I had first got my place, I was thinking, okay, I'm leaving. Is she going to like it? Is this and this? Like, I'm thinking maybe I should get something that she'll like. Maybe this and this. And I'm like, why am I doing that? And that was just like a moment for me thinking, she's not God. She messed up just like I do. But I thought that she was just so just a mess, like just perfect, you know, in my eyes, that she could do no wrong.
Right.
And so it's like the decisions that I make, sometimes I would try to kind of make sure that they're in line with what she wants me to do. Mm-hmm. And that's not cool. You shouldn't do that.
No.
I watched that video. I sent you the video. Was it yesterday?
I think it was.
Yeah. Yesterday, I sent the video. It was a therapist. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about, she was using scripture.
Okay.
And she was saying how we, as adult children, mm-hmm. sometimes have to have that, not argument, but sometimes it does turn into that, mm-hmm. because God could be pulling us in a different direction.
Yep.
And then what our parents think we should go, and parents need to learn that your grown children do have to respect you, but they don't have to obey you.
Absolutely.
So it was like, and it's in the Bible, your grown children are not children mm-hmm. anymore, and mm-hmm. they have a path they have to follow that's separate from you as a parent. Absolutely. And you gotta let them do it, whether they fall, whether they fail, whether they do anything. Mm-hmm. You gotta let them do it, because that's their walk, and their walk is never gonna be tied to yours mm-hmm. forever.
Yeah.
You gave them the steps, you gave them the keys, let them go.
Absolutely.
Y'all had to learn that shit too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I get that.
I did because it's like you give them the lead work, you give them, you know, a little guide, mm-hmm. and you know, you hope they have that handy, a cheat sheet, I guess I should say. And you have, it don't matter how many talks you have with them, they gonna do whatever they want.
But sometimes that's part of their.
It is part of their journey.
Their journey, so and their journey, and they gotta learn it different than how you learned it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because when I was younger. When I tell you, like, everything was kind of planned out for me. Mm-hmm. And then when I got pregnant with my oldest daughter, it derailed. And it kind of, I could see how my mom feels now because I'm in that mm-hmm. position. How she was, I knew she was disappointed. Because mm-hmm. she wanted me, because I didn't want kids. But
she had a plan for your life.
She had a plan for me. And I had a plan for myself. Because I was like, I'm graduating. I'm out this. I'm out Detroit. Mm. Out of here. God was like, ha ha.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Right. Like, psych. And mm-hmm. yeah, so I definitely get it. And even with that happened, they were still trying to tell me what to do in my life.
Yeah.
In those ages, and I had to get to the point where you have to separate to a degree. Mm-hmm. But. You know, sometimes I want wisdom. I'll call, be like, hey, I need advice on something. So I learned to tweak with mine. And I said, I always have an open door. I was like, I done gave you the guide. It's up to you what you do with it.
What is that line where it says, I've gave you wings so you can fly?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of it.
The rest of it?
Yes.
Oh. Got to look it up.
It was the
But that, you saying that brings me to the point. Just think about, you see in the stories and in movies and things, of how children are raised in the church, and mm-hmm, then they get mm-hmm. to a certain age and they kind of just, they step away from it.
They start rebelling.
And they start to rebel. And mm-hmm. I said, that's because, and this is just in my experience, I don't know if it's true for all of y'all.
It probably is.
Church was made to feel like a chore.
In a way, yes.
Because you had to go to Bible study on Tuesday. You had to go to the service on Friday night. You had to be at Sunday school Sunday. You had to be.
it's a Kiki Shear song that sings.
Yeah, but they make church a chore. So when you get to the point of making your own decisions, they don't go. But they always come back.
Yep.
Every single time.
They always come back.
That was my story.
Somehow, some way. They may not be in church full time like they were, but they come back.
That's the parable of the prodigal son. The parable of the prodigal son. That is the main point of what Jesus was trying to say. Yes, we are introduced to God at a young age. Hey God, this is me, this is God. Hey, how you doing? But as far as developing that relationship, it comes whenever, you know, you're ready, in a sense. So you can't say, oh well, you know, my child's supposed to be like this, blah, 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 and they're older. No, God is like, let me work on them, because maybe the way that he pierces them is going to be different than the way he pierced you.
Exactly.
So you have to make sure that, yes, get them the foundation of who he is, and then later, okay, all right, you get back.
Because it didn't hit me until my like mid to late 20s.
Me too. Yeah. I'll say, so what, it was 20, like, what was it when I got baptized? 25.
Yeah, 29. And I was,
oh yeah, almost 10 years. Look at that.
The first time I started, I say, being able to hear him and be like, okay, I got it, was in college. And I say this, most people know I have never, and I don't have a desire to, so I probably won't, will never, been to a club.
I ain't even. I'm right with you. Oh, Lord. She said,
and I never had the desire to go. But then, you know, when you are young, and they're like, we're going to go, I'm going to go. And then one day I finally broke down and was like,
you went?
Okay. No. I didn't go. I ended up not going. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
I had made plans to go. And it's a couple times. The first time I got sick. The second time I ended up having to work because I had to cover for somebody's shift because they got sick.
Oh, Jesus, okay.
And then the other times that they made plans to try to get me to go with them, it was, I had a paper due. He blocked every opportunity because I wasn't supposed to be there. And I was like, okay.
To be there.
And then again, I left it alone 24.
Okay.
I was 24 and my cousin was having a birthday party. Now this side of the family, I was at this point 2 years into my, I'm kind of done with them.
Okay.
But at the same time, okay, this is still family, and I never go to anything, so let me try to show my face.
Okay.
He said, you're not going.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna sit down. I heard you.
Sit your behind.
I sat home. I watched movies and popcorn, and then I called her and said, everything that I've tried to do, trying to find an outfit to wear, nothing fit. Everything made me feel like I was wearing a curtain, or I didn't like the way I looked in anything, and I couldn't figure it out. And I got to the point where I got so frustrated, I said, forget it. And then it was like, cool, everything that I did to go out got blocked, but every other plan I made to not go to that club, everything else worked out. You supposed to be here. I was like, okay, that was God telling me you're not going.
I never had a desire for the club.
It never interests me.
I didn't like crowds.
No,
I don't like crowds.
That was around the time where I realized, I know this isn't like the spiritual thing, but the empathic thing, I take on emotions of others, and being in crowds drives me nuts. I can't do it. I hate going to the mall during the holiday season. Any stores during the holiday season, because I can go in with the best of intentions and come out pissed off. Not because of anything happened, it's because somebody in that store is pissed off and I can feel it. And I can't. So if I don't have to go to the store, I don't. So like those type of things, and then do that in the club. Small enclosed spaces. You don't know who you messing with on the right night.
And you can't see in that shit.
And I can't see. I don't know who. Nope, I'm good.
I need to know what's going on outside.
Because there's something.
Gina, like, where the windows?
I'm not playing.
Yeah, you don't know how you accidentally step on somebody's shoe and they on a horrible mood that night, or they had too much to drink. And now, I don't.
I don't play with that.
None of that.
Or they accidentally
spill their
drink on you, all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to lick your shoulder. I know. That one that licked my shoulder. I was so mad.
We would have been fighting that day. I'm sorry.
I was shocked because I didn't know he did it until he just kind of looked me up and down. You know what?
Did you just lick?
never again. But I will say this, like, it just depends. Like, I know this is like off, but I don't want to go to the young clubs. Like, I like older, chill vibe.
The mature crowd.
Yeah, let me relax.
Like, going to a, what is it? What NSYNC. Do they call it?
Yeah, that's the perfect club.
Like, it's.
Oh, we.
Dang, I forgot what it's called.
It's not a speakeasy?
It might be, but it was something else. I'm trying to think. It's like, because the atmosphere is different. It's not a bar, but it's like.
It's calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's calmer than being at the bar or it's being speakeasy. At the bar in the club. Yeah, it's like you just. It's kind of like Baker's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although they loud, but no, because it's so you have to literally we have to be like this to hear each other. The last time we went,
and that's because the Baker's is small.
Yeah,
you know,
but it was confining. Like, but yeah, there were it's the acoustics. It was just loud when I played music.
I would like it.
She would. I think you would love it.
So like, I could do something like that. Like as far as the where it's all the DJ and all you hear is music and like I said, sensory overload for me, I would lose my mind and I would leave. Because I can't handle it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you would love and sing. It's you not will. That much of a sensory overload.
But you will be dancing.
Yes.
I'm going to let you know now.
Yes.
Then okay. Leanne will be.
And they will literally walk up to you and be like. They're just like, dance. You know how to do this?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Yeah. Mm-mm. David Gray was grabbing Ashley all night.
Man.
Lord.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be going to dance.
Should have got it true lead in. So when we go, we can go in 2 weeks.
Cause okay, I know cool, because I can't go this weekend.
Right? I can't go this weekend. It's Fridays. And shout out, because I know, I don't know if he hear this or not, but shout out to Marcellus, who actually hosts NSYNC on every Friday on West Outer Drive. So, yeah, it's awesome. If you want to go and check it out, it's awesome sauce. But Zach, go back to the topic, though.
Okay, yeah.
We sorry, we done show went through the whole shabop shebangs. But yeah, but I feel like, though, for real, this year would be better connections, more spiritual.
Yeah.
I feel like Speak and Sis will be in a more spiritual realm. Like I said in the beginning, I want to kill the enemy with the word. Anything that I say, just like we had another thing, Siobhan was talking last night about something about family being in your business. There's a scripture that says, First Thessalonians.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I am being more, you know, scripture biblical based, and I gotta find it. I think it was First Thessalonians, was it chapter 3?
And it just simply said.
It says something in the lines of, I can't find it right now, but it says something in the lines of, mind your business.
But it literally says the words,
mind your business.
So, family,
yep.
When we tell you to mind your business, it's in the Bible.
Mind your business.
It's there. It really is.
And even though it's from, you know, I'm not sure if it was Paul that wrote Thessalonians. I'm not sure which one it was. But even though it's from his opinion, it's scripture. It's God probably, oh yeah, put that in there for them.
He ain't write it in there for no reason.
Put that up in there.
He ain't write it in there for no reason. I'm put it like that.
Yes. So,
it's in there.
Yes. So definitely please, like, anything, and I encourage y'all who are believers, please read your Bible more and pray more to have him understand.
She found it.
Go ahead.
First Thessalonians. This is the New International Version.
That's fine.
But First Thessalonians 4:11-14. Chapter 4:11-14. And make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told
mind
you,
your business.
So that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
And that goes with everything. Mind your motherfucking business.
And everybody have a blessing to the reading of the word.
Amen. Oh, y'all, but yeah, I definitely like I said, please, you know, just focus on improving yourself, not being so stagnant, not still being connected to people who are bringing you down,
draining you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
See, here's my issue though, y'all. Oh. As far as it goes to cutting them off, mm-hmm. I'm a little petty.
What I mean by that is,
you know how that saying, how they say God will bless you in front of your enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna keep them there just for that purpose.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, so you told me you told me that I can't do it. Okay, watch me.
Oh Jesus!
Watch me. So I don't necessarily cut them off. We don't talk like we used to. Mm. But you're still around because I want you to see it.
So you want to see? Okay, I get what you're saying. That ain't your job.
I know. I'm working on it.
But I like the fact that you don't gloat and mm-hmm. say, oh, well, I'm about to show you.
No, right, I'm not right. going to say nothing. I'm just going to
say, okay, have a good day. And you focus on that. Yeah, that,
you focus on your focus.
Yeah, because there are a lot of
people.
That's
how you do it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, like, you just think, I can't. Stop telling me. That is one thing you want to trigger me. And I've been this way my entire life. Mm-hmm. I don't like being told that I can't do something.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to do it even if it's just to prove you wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it. I've been that way since I was a little kid. Mm. Got me in trouble a couple times.
Don't you want to cross that street?
That's been my mentality since I was a kid. Just stop telling me I can't do something, because especially when I know I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But it's never been inherently strong mm-hmm. in me mm. where I'm like completely rebellious because you told me not to. But at the same time, something that I know I'm good at, something that I know I can do, something that keep telling me that I can't.
I wish I had that mentality. I'm gonna do it for sure. Cause I'm telling you, like, when I wanted to, my main focus before I went to college, I loved radio. I loved, y'all, I'm telling you, I loved radio at the age of 2 years old. I loved listening to, like, the transitions. Mm-hmm. I loved listening to the commercials. I loved listening to, like, just the dialogue, the conversation. And when my mom gave me my little recorder with the red and white microphone, and I'm just, you know, walking around the house, you know, doing that. And I used to make my granddaddy sing on there. And I used to had the neighborhood kids come over, and we had like little talk shows on there. Like, I loved radio. And my uncles, who, you know, of course, my favorite uncle, he understood, you know, he gets it now. Mm-hmm. But when my uncles was like, ain't no money in that. Ain't no money in that. And I'm like, well, dang, maybe I shouldn't even focus on that.
That's maybe, another thing.
You know, because then maybe I could have been so much better, you know, or I could have done some stuff,
right,
you know,
right.
if they didn't have that in me. And I should have just said, I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove you wrong. Mm-hmm. That was wrong for me.
It wasn't wrong for me. It's just, you know, around that time, that spirit will know you.
it wasn't there.
And you know, maybe during that time it wasn't time for you to do that. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I used to feel that way too, like with dancing. Because I used to love that. I still
that
do it to this day.
Dancer.
Still okay. Do it to this day. I may not do all the stuff I used to do.
Can't do it all, but
I still do some of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, when you growing up, you hear people say, oh, just be a doctor or a nurse and stuff like that. Because mm-hmm. there's money in it. Yeah. Everyone talks to you about the things that there's money in.
Yep. Lesson mm-hmm. that people need to learn, and people, and I know a lot of people are going to brush it off.
Go ahead, Pat.
All money ain't good money.
No.
All money ain't good money.
And God blessed you with these gifts. He blessed us with not just one.
We are multi-talented.
He blessed us with multiple gifts to use mm-hmm. them to bless this earth.
Yep.
Come on, Pastor Jackson. You don't got to worry about the money, because it's going to come to you as long as you're doing what God gave you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got to use your gifts.
That's the
word. Y'all.
Don't pass the Simpson.
I had to learn that last year.
Something festering her belly.
I had to learn it. And like I said, while I'm not telling me I can't and I'm going to do it, I'm also a cautious person. So like I said, some of my traits contradict each other. But I've gotten so much confirmation just in the last 6 months. That, okay, move forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Move forward.
Yep.
Just little things. Okay, anybody, y'all don't know because I don't talk about it. But I don't. I do. I'm slowly getting into this cake thing. My dad did it. My dad did it.
Yes.
When I was a kid. And I like to bake. And at first it was just me baking around the house. I didn't have anything. I didn't know where to put the stuff to go because I'm not going to eat it. So I said, what if I do it and start selling it? Mm-hmm. So right now I have a very small customer base.
Yes.
But
it's about the what? Grow.
It's about to grow. It's gonna grow. I'm thinking about it. I know that this was little bits throughout the last 6 months that was confirmation for me. Mm-hmm. Just of the idea of me sitting on my lunch breaks and making flyers, making a menu. I've made a business card. Never done anything with it, but I had the platform to do it, and yep. This is what it's gonna. Oh, okay. I would do it like this. I would do it like that. I have my little things. I'm still learning. I'm still figuring everything out. I have been asking for a KitchenAid mixer. Mm-hmm. Or been trying to figure out ways where I could put the money aside to get one. Mm-hmm. For probably the last 5 years.
Okay.
I got one for Christmas.
Look at them.
Yeah. And it's purple. It's purple. It's my favorite color.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well...
It's
That's
time.
It. It's time. All go. Right, this is the next step. So,
because in a sense, cool. Like at that moment, it's like when God lays things out for you, He's like, okay, you ain't got nothing to lose. Go ahead. And
yeah,
do
go
it.
Ahead and do it. And then it was like, not only did I get the KitchenAid mixer, my sister gave me this cake decorating cake, and I just opened it this week.
Ooh.
And oh my God, it's so much stuff in there.
Can I have a mini Nilla cake?
A mini Nilla cake. Just I got you want a mini bundt cake because I got a mini bundt cake.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Okay. Mini Nilla bundt cake.
Oh, them things be cute in the store. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mine are smaller, so I have to give you more than one, but still.
Just an even smaller. You'd be surprised how many people would want
mini,
like little mini.
Yeah, I'm looking into other things because, like I said, it is pricey. Mm-hmm. And at this moment, I'm not saying in general, I don't have it. I'ma get it.
Yet.
I'ma get it.
Oh, it's coming.
I'm getting it. It's not, there is no question about it. Mm-hmm. I just don't have it right now.
Mm-hmm. I told you what I saw.
I know.
I told you what I saw.
I already got the color scheme picked out and everything.
Ooh.
So I
told you what I saw.
Don't she scare you with that?
I get excited.
I already got this just wedding in my head. I got your business.
I'm the little white dog.
And it's been excited.
And it is like, okay, cool. I got all of this stuff. I'll show y'all what I mean when I say it.
Okay.
Afterwards.
Okay.
But that's my confirmation of that. But I also have family members. I'm not going to say which one. That told me a while ago, you can't do that. You don't know how.
Yeah.
Hater.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my thing, and I did kind of get a little upset with them, mm-hmm. and kind of just shut down, mm-hmm. and they backed off, mm-hmm. because I shut down. Y'all know when I shut down, it's over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but that stuck with me. It hasn't been said to me since, but that stuck with me. Like, wow, you really don't have
no
faith. Any faith in me.
Is that considered? The monitoring spirit that you mentioned, mm-hmm. before?
Not that
not one. Okay.
Not this time. I know what you're talking about, but
okay.
No.
Okay.
Not that one.
Okay. I was just wondering if that was like, kind of like an example.
In connection
or like,
to.
Mm-mm. No. Okay. Okay.
I've had those too, but I learned to mm-hmm. zip it.
Mm-mm. Zip.
No, because when you were in the presence of one, stop telling people stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until it's done.
Yep.
Yeah. And they can't do anything to hinder that happening for you because it's already happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just stop. So yeah, that's my thing is this year it's gonna grow and it might not be there until the end of the year, but this year I'm gonna make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, in contrast to what you said sometimes about zipping your mouth, sometimes you're gonna need to open your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And ain't nothing wrong with it.
Sometimes you need to literally say whatever the heck is on your mind.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You need to, because I don't even say don't care what they think or, you know, how they feel, mm-hmm. but in a sense, leave it there and let them process what you said.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you don't grow if you don't open your mouth. You don't grow if things don't, you know, like are not being said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all these secrets and all these hiding and everything, and then you just letting it pile up, and then all of a sudden it just explodes at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Just say whatever. Like if somebody hurt you, tell them. If somebody, you know, is doing something stupid in your opinion, tell them. You know, and if they feel like, well, so and so, I can't believe Cheyenne said it.
Well, believe it. I said it.
It pierced you, mm-hmm, because you, mm-hmm, it's something in you that needs to be fixed.
Exactly.
You know, or, you know, and then the person, you are the person that makes them aware of what's going on. Because, mm-hmm, maybe the others, people don't know how to do it. So just say it. Open your mouth. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all.
You'll feel better.
Yes. And they shut down. If the people, you know, if they shut down, it's okay. It is okay. You were just the messenger. Period. That's just bottom line.
And so that's it.
Open your mouth.
And some people need to reevaluate themselves.
Mm-hmm. And William Murphy voice. Open your mouth.
Okay.
And the pettiness in me that is satisfying to say what you're gonna say, especially after being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you say and then let them be in their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, go ahead and feel it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ha ha.
Now you sit there and you with your hurt feelings, and I'm going about my life.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Absolutely.
And I'm out.
Absolutely.
I said what I said, and I'm not taking it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, y'all. But I'm definitely optimistic, which I'm always optimistic. But I'm definitely optimistic of this year with growth.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is what I'm going to be calling the topic: growing,
mm-hmm,
and elevating.
Yes.
Because we all need to. And I'm so excited about Speak Assist for this year. Like this, I feel the presence of God in this room at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. It's like a cloud, kind of soft.
Yeah.
Calmingness. So I'm grateful for it. I just can't wait for the topics that we'll have, like, in the future. And then we gonna have Elder Brown on here.
Yay!
It's been so long since we have him bless us with some words, because you know Elder Brown's a nut.
Yes.
We definitely would love to have a lot of male perspectives on a lot of things. I may want to have like couples who've been together for a while,
mm-hmm,
come on and discuss some things. Just a lot of spiritual based stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the year to grow spiritually. We need to, and yeah, I'm just that. Yeah. Y'all got anything else, y'all?
I'm just excited.
I'm so, Virginia.
I feel it.
Go on and do it, Virginia. You do it.
So here's the thing.
You
keep talking about growth, right?
Yeah.
Our thing, Speak It Sis's thing. I think this is why I picked out what I picked out.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Growing grace.
Yeah.
That's our thing for the year.
That is our thing. Growing.
We already got the matching t-shirts, so.
Shout out to Pat Simpson.
Yay.
Making us crunch. Mushrooms.
That was your fault. I ain't gonna need
no. She got the sticks lined up for her. Just, she knows.
I told you. You wanted to beat me. I've been over. It's okay.
She said, I've been over.
Uh-uh.
But I'm proud. It wasn't extremely expensive, so you ain't mess with your pockets. Yes. So no. I'm not gonna beat you for
it's
real.
The thought. No. We do appreciate you.
Yes, so absolutely.
Much. But yeah, the reason I went ahead and did it was because it kept calling to me. I would put it back.
Wonderful.
And walk past. And I will keep looking at it. And I'm like, yeah, let me go ahead and just get it.
No, sir, that's because how God kind of uses all of us like in pieces.
Yeah. And we don't even know it's happening.
You don't.
And it all comes
and
together.
It comes, everything just
in a nice little circle. Yes. It's like, there you go.
Yep.
So you know what you're up to this year.
Yep.
And it's purple.
Yeah.
It's
purple.
Mm. Look.
And it's purple.
Look at him.
All the news. All right, y'all, but we do want to thank y'all so much for listening to us. We really appreciate y'all tuning in. Welcome to 2024, you all. And please, if you have a topic idea, want to be a guest, please send us an email, speakassist@gmail.com. Also, we will be having our Speaker Truth Saturdays probably like once a month, mainly because, you know, my retarded behind schedule. But yeah, but once a month, or maybe it just impromptu, you know, just be on the lookout on our Instagram, @SpeakAssist. Be sure to follow us on Spotify for podcasters, SpeakAssist, YouTube, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all that shenanigans. And yeah, I can't wait for this year to
grow in grace.
Growing in grace. We will talk to y'all unless y'all got anything else. Y'all
no,
not
this time.
All right,
not this time.
Not this time. The doors of the church are not open.
Yes.
Let's go and move forward with the benediction.
She already said all of the, you know, the events.
She did, Lord. All right,
all
y'all.
Announcements have been made.
Hallelujah. All right, go with God. I'll be with you.
And the music's playing.
All right, y'all.
See y'all later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.